together the odds and win. Lovers they can't divide, making it side by side. Trouble may be around us, stand on our ground and we won't give in. Swimming against the tide, making it side by side.
Hi, what's all that?
Oh, I finally got around to cleaning out that closet.
Good for you. Wait, what are you going to do with that stuff?
I'll drop it off at Goodwill.
Wait a minute, wait, Vicky, come here.
What
are you... Look, this is my Letterman's jacket. Come on, Vicky. You know what I went through at San Diego High to get this?
No.
I had to take Bronco Michelli's twin sister to the senior prom before he'd give me his jacket.
I'm sorry, I didn't know it meant that much to you.
Oh, it does. No, Vicky, you cannot give these away.
Oh, Jack, they're old and they're coming apart.
Yeah, but they're the only things I have left from the Navy. I want to keep them.
Why? You'd never be able to fit into them now.
Are you saying I'm out of shape?
No, you know, it's just been years since you've worn them and you've, matured.
Oh, you are saying I'm out of shape.
No,
I'm going to show you. I can still
Jack,
fit into these pants. Are you
listen,
kidding
I
me?
That.
Look,
I
Vicky, I'm going to, I want to show you. Here.
How romantic. But why here? Why not out on the street where everyone can see? No.
Stratford, I was only trying to
please, get... please, spare me the details. I was in the neighborhood. I thought I'd drop by my little girl's house for a cup of coffee.
Oh, okay. But I've got some errands to run, so it'll have to be instant.
Oh, well, that's fine. By the way, loved your underwear.
Yeah. Great. Terrific. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. It's a date.
Morning, Easy.
I'm in big trouble.
Why? Because you got a date?
Yeah. Remember the girl that came in to see me one night, Raquel Gordon?
You mean the little one with the squeaky voice and the pink mohawk?
Yeah, that's the one.
All right, you're in big trouble.
No, she fixed me up with her cousin, Olivia Wells.
What color is her mohawk?
Oh. Jack, you should see this girl. She's... beautiful, sophisticated, smart, refined, high class. She belongs to a sorority.
So what's your problem?
Well, I've never dated a girl like Olivia. The only girls I'll go out with are surfers. I don't think I've ever even talked to a girl that didn't have zinc on her nose.
Girls are girls. All you have to do is be yourself. Just do what you'd normally do with a girl on the first date.
With Olivia?
No.
Jack, I don't know how to act with her. You gotta help me.
Well, okay, you just go moment by moment, you know? All right, I'll help you. Let's start at the beginning.
Yeah, or even before that.
Okay. You get to her sorority house, right? She comes down the steps, she looks lovely. What do you say? And don't do this with your hand. Come on. In some subcultures, it's a sign of aggression. Remember that, all right? Just stand your ground, look at the girl. Close your mouth, okay, in case something flies in.
Lower your voice. And say, my Olivia, how lovely you look. My Olivia. My, how lovely you look.
Uh-oh, I think I'll put in an extra my.
It's okay. My is very in this year. All right, now, you're together and you start to leave. You offer her your arm.
Which one?
The one closer to her would be the better one. And now you start out. Yeah, but easy. Come on, you don't bounce with a sorority. Right? I mean, you're not dangling from a rear-view mirror after that. Just walk like a debonair guy, you know, you... glide and flow through the room. You understand? All right. Now you start out toward your car.
You mean my van.
Your van, right?
Allow me, Olivia.
Nice touch. Allow me. Very good. Okay, glide and flow. Cut through that space, right? You go around to the passenger side of your van and you open the door for her and then...
And then I yell, watch out, because the door always falls off.
Is that I don't mean to be critical, but about that laugh of yours. Actually, it might tend to frighten the girl. Or at the very least, worry her severely. You know what I'm saying? Just try to have a more laid-back attitude, more casual laugh, you know, more refined, like. In that area. Okay? You don't have to do it now. Just work on it, okay? Now, where are you going
to
take her?
Out to dinner.
That's a good idea. All right, so you're in a restaurant. Pull out the chair for the lady. Let her sit first. Then you sit down. Sit down. Now, Easy, listen to me very carefully. This is the toughest part, all right? The small talk.
Small talk?
Very important, all right? If you get over the initial hump of small talk, it's smooth sailing. You understand? Okay, so imagine that, you know, there's a candle flickering. You lean over the table. You gaze into her eyes. Smell her hair. Say something to her.
Tell her that her hair smells?
Something more charming. You know, let's break it down, right? You take her hand, look into her eyes. Go ahead, take my hand. Well, you don't grab it like you're going for a chili dog, you know? Very gently take her hand. That's it. That's it. Now say something romantic.
Like what?
Well, you know, tell her that she has lovely eyes.
You have lovely eyes.
May I have this, Dad?
See, Easy's dating this very special girl tomorrow night, and he wanted me to give him some pointers.
Well, what to do?
Yeah.
Isn't that the blind leading the blind?
Mr. Bradford, you're not helping.
I was just about to. Now, where are you going to take this paragon of loveliness?
I don't know, some restaurant.
Well, Easy, you could bring her here.
No, he wants to impress her. I suggest you take her to Santello's. Ask for Paul. He always waits on me.
Great! I'll tell him you're a personal friend of mine.
On second thought, bring her here.
Okay, do you have any other tips for me?
Well, a gift always makes a nice impression, or poetry. Do you know any poems?
Oh, yeah. A peanut sat on a railroad track as hard as a silent flag.
Easy.
Along came a choo-choo train, and now it's peanut butter.
I think that's quite what he had in mind.
What I was thinking of was the kind of poem you could recite to a girl while strolling through the park beneath a full moon, or while spending an evening on the porch swing, holding hands, sipping lemonade, listening to the crickets.
Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Bradford. I'll keep all that in mind.
Well, I think with my little hints, he's likely to do very well.
Only if he's dating Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm.
Easy and his date aren't here yet, huh?
Not yet. Oh, I just hope I thought of everything.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Oh.
Stop worrying. He's going to do just fine.
Flowers. I forgot to tell Easy to bring her flowers. What's a first date without flowers?
He never brought me flowers.
No, I didn't have to with you.
What?
I mean, with you and me, it was a whole different. I mean, Vicky, come here. I'll explain in the kitchen. Now, what was the question?
How come you never brought me flowers?
You remembered. I must be slipping.
I gotta run. I'll see you tomorrow evening.
Wait, you mean I'm gonna be all alone tonight? What am I gonna do without you?
Get a good night's sleep for a change.
My, Olivia, here we are. My, I hope you like it.
It's very charming.
My, yes, it's charming. Ah, there's Jack. Olivia, I'd like you to meet Mr. Jack Tripper. Jack, I'd like you to meet Olivia Wells.
A pleasure, Olivia. Nice to meet you.
It's very nice meeting you. Easy told me all about you on the way over.
All about me? Must have been a very short drive. I have your special table waiting for you, Mr. Taylor, right over here.
Oh, right. Allow me, Olivia.
May I?
Madame, Monsieur, I'll be right with you.
Oh,
Do you have a cold?
No, I was just smelling you. So Raquel tells me you're from Connecticut, huh?
Yes.
Do you know how we used to pronounce Connecticut in school? Connecticut.
Very amusing.
Yeah. Jack.
Ready to order?
Really? I mean, yes, Jack, we are.
What's good today?
Well, the duck is good, but the lamb has been very naughty. In fact, I had to put it on the rack.
Oh, a duck for me.
Me too.
All right, two ducks à l'orange, wise choice. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Isn't he great?
Yes, he's fun. Did you see Fellini's last movie?
His last? I didn't know he died.
He didn't.
How's everything over here?
Fine. Why don't you have a seat?
No, thanks. Easy. I've already got one. All right. Easy, why don't you go pick out a nice bottle of wine for the two of you to enjoy?
Okay.
Okay. He's very knowledgeable about wine.
Really?
Look, I wouldn't say this in front of him, but he's one heck of a guy. He's so warm and sincere and very compassionate.
You have very nice eyes.
Well, thank you. It's just that what I was saying about Easy, I just think he's such a great guy, don't you?
Oh, he's all right, but he's just a kid.
Well,
but you, I mean, you're so mature and sophisticated. So different than all those frat rats on campus. They're so insipid. All they care about is beer parties and making out.
Well, Easy's not at all like that. He's got
I like you.
Well, thank you.
I mean it. I really like you a lot.
Whoa. Well, that's real... Listen, excuse me. I'm sorry. I just should go see what's keeping Easy.
Easy. Easy?
Hey, Easy, where'd you go last night?
If you don't mind, my private life is my business, Mr. Tripper.
Well, it was my business last night. I had to take Olivia home.
Well, I'm sure you didn't mind that, Mr. Tripper.
I did mind. And would you stop calling me Mr. Tripper?
All right, sir.
Don't call me sir.
Whatever you say, Mr. Tripper.
Easy, what the heck is wrong with you this morning?
I don't have time to talk. I have work to do. Hey, friend.
What?
Nothing. Trust him, and he puts a knife in my back.
Easy.
I wasn't talking to you. Leave him alone with my girl for 1 minute, and he comes on to her.
I did not.
Oh, yeah? Well, why were you looking at her like that and holding her hand? And why did you get rid of me in the first place?
Well, will you give me a chance to tell you?
I don't want to hear it, Mr. Tripper.
Wait,
sir.
Wait, Easy, listen to me for just a moment, would you please?
I have work to do.
Easy, listen, I wasn't coming on to Olivia.
Well, I know what I saw.
No, no, no. You only know what you think you saw, but what you really saw was not what you think you saw.
Say that again?
I can't.
Well, what did I see?
You saw Olivia coming on to me.
She was coming on to you.
Yes.
Oh.
Easy, wait a minute. You know something? You fell for the oldest trick in book.
What book?
Olivia was trying to make you jealous.
Jealous?
Yes.
Why would she want to make me jealous?
Why? Boy, you know so little about women.
Well, fill me in.
But she wanted to make you jealous, to keep you interested, to make sure you'd keep chasing after her.
Why didn't I see that?
I don't pick these things up overnight. It takes years.
Gee, Jack, I'm sorry I said all those things to you.
Oh, it's okay.
I wish you'd have told me sooner.
I would have if I'd thought of it.
It's her.
Wait a minute. Let me talk to her first, okay?
No, thanks, Jack. You've helped me enough. I know how to handle her now.
Oh, God, what have I done?
Hi, Oh, hi.
Hi, Jack.
Come on in.
What happened to you last night?
Last night? Oh, yeah. Well, see, what happened was, I remembered at the last minute I had another date with Sandra, dead ringer for Brooke Shields. And I couldn't stand her up. You know, it wouldn't have looked nice.
Oh, Jack, my sorority's having an open house this afternoon. Wine, cheese, dancing. I was wondering if you could make it.
Well, thanks very much. I don't think I can make it, Mary.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty much
well,
sure.
Well, if you change your mind, it's Phi Delta Psi, 2 o'clock.
Can't go, thanks.
Bye, Easy.
Jack, you were right. She was trying to make me jealous. She just did it again. Boy, you really know women.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe how obvious she was about it, doing it right in front of me. She must think I'm totally naive.
Totally.
Well, if she wants me to chase after her, she's gonna get her wish. Well, I'm gonna go to that open house this afternoon.
You're gonna what?
Yeah, and tell her she doesn't have to play games anymore. She can just be yourself.
Well, you know, Easy.
I'm on the tail, Easy. Olivia, like a big tall dog.
Easy, can I just... Easy.
Morning.
Oh, Mr. Bradford, am I glad to see you.
I must be in the wrong place.
Mr. Bradford, I need your help. I'm in real big trouble. You remember Easy's date?
Oh, yes. How did that turn out?
Terrible. She came on to me.
She came on to you?
Yes.
Was she ill?
She says she likes mature men.
Mature? Oh, Jack, she should have seen you at my country club's dance last month.
Oh, come on. That soup was an accident. I didn't even see the waiter.
Well, how could you? You were too busy trying to flip a teaspoon into Mrs. Gresham's wine glass.
I made it, didn't I?
Yes, while she was drinking it. Jack, that was the most childish thing I have ever seen. Too bad that young lady wasn't there so she could see how mature you really are.
Tell me. Wait a minute. Mr. Bradford, that's it. I knew I could count on you. Thank you!
Back? Have you gone berserk?
No, I'm about to.
What?
When Olivia sees frat rat Jack, she's gonna run straight to Easy. Thanks.
Oh, please go inside. Enjoy yourself. Yes?
Bob Bolden, Phi Theta Mu, School of Engineering. Here to see Betty Howard.
Go right in.
Thank you.
May I help you?
Yes. Jack Tripper, Phi Beta Kappa, School of Dentistry. I'm here to see Olivia Wells.
Well, she's still upstairs. But my, isn't she a popular girl? You're the second one here to see her.
The second?
Easy. Jack, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? How's Olivia gonna make you jealous if the guy she invited to make you jealous isn't here to make you jealous with?
Oh, yeah, I never thought of that. There she is.
Yeah, well, don't rush right over to her. Let her come to you.
Huh?
Better. Sit down, right over here.
She won't be able to see me here.
That's good. I mean, I'm here to look for you.
Oh, right.
Not too anxious.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna wander around, you know, swallow goldfish, whatever they do with these things.
I miss a party? No way!
Ow! Where's the bruise?
I want some brew, honey. I'm looking to suck some suds, you know what I'm saying? Wine is for wimps! Lucky I brought my own. You wanna see me open this without touching the tab?
No!
Here you go. Well, since you're an old-fashioned girl, I'll open it the old-fashioned way. Thank you very much.
Jack, what's all good to you?
About four of these.
Yes,
my dad comes with lice dripping off there. Come on, Mama. Let me get down and party.
Ow! Nice party.
Yeah. It's nice.
Don't you just love these get-togethers?
Yeah. They give people a chance to get together. Do you belong to the sorority?
Oh, no, I'm just a pledge. What about you?
No, I don't belong to the sorority either.
You have a cute laugh.
I do? You want to hear it again?
Who's ready for a little breakdancing? Come on, number one!
Yes! You really surprised me.
Hey, if you're gonna chew me
chew
out...
Chew you I... out? No way. I think you're wonderful.
What?
The way you're putting everyone on around here.
Putting?
They don't even know. You're goofing on them. I love it.
Goofing?
I love it.
You see? A skid takeoff with a 10-over roller coaster and a nose tweak is easy when you use twin fins.
Really?
Yeah, that's a primo board for off-the-top stops.
How do you know so much?
Well...
I gotta tell you, I'm not goofing on anybody. This is the real me. What you see is party animal.
You don't have to put me on. I know what you're doing.
No, Olivia,
come
see.
Come on, let's dance.
No, Olivia, wait. I can't hear
you when you're so far away.
Mercy. No, Olivia. Listen, I got a girlfriend.
I won't tell.
You. No, see, the only reason that I'm here is because of EZ.
EZ?
Yeah, he worships you. I mean, as far as he's concerned, you're the only girl in the world.
Really?
Yeah, really. I got it. He's... Excuse me. EZ?
I can't talk now. I'm in love.
So I'm the only girl in the world,
no,
huh?
See...
Oh, Jack, you were putting me on again. I never know what you're going to do next.
It's a surprise to me, too. I'll tell you. Oh, listen. Do you want to see a trick I haven't tried?
What's that?
Well, it's a little magic. You ready for it? You would like to see it?
Oh, yes.
All right, all you have to do is close your eyes and say, Shazbots.
Shazbots.
And I disappear.
Hi, Jack. I'm home.
Oh, Vicky, am I glad to see you.
Really?
Really, I really missed you here.
Aw, what are these for?
Well, because you're home, because I missed you, and because if a girl named Olivia comes looking for me, just remember, it's you I love. Was videotaped in front of a studio audience.
Larry's bride-to-be grooms Jack for an affair. Three's Company is next on Deja Vu.